Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Danielle Wilson with Vintage Hills and Indianola Police Department Interim Chief Brian Scher about the Vintage Hills Night Out. The annual, it's been 2 years since we've had it, but the annual Vintage Hills Night Out. Tell us a little bit about setting up tonight and how much fun it was.
It's been a great night. We've had a lot of support to our first responders, who we appreciate the service that they provide us every day. The Lions Club here serving walking tacos, over-the-top ice cream. It's been a really good night.
Well, talk a little bit about some of the feedback that you've gotten. I know talking with people here, everyone seems to be having a very good time, and it's a beautiful night out too.
First of all, the first responders are very thankful that we are hosting this event, because they enjoy that as well, for everybody to be able to have a good evening together and show their thanks. Food is amazing. Company is even better.
All right, well, talk about some of the messages. I know this is a chance for kids to meet first responders too, and I know you get a chance to talk to a lot of parents. Talk about some of the responses you've gotten from not only the kids, but the parents who have seen their kids have a good time and meeting those policemen, firemen, and Warren County sheriffs.
Sure. As far as the kids go, they really enjoy looking at the cop cars and watching all the lights go and the fire trucks, and they ask a lot of questions, and they're more than happy to answer them for them and just kind of talk to them. You can see their eyes get big, like they're in awe. It's kind of their own superheroes.
Well, absolutely. Talk about the relationship inviting Indianola Police and Fire and Warren County Sheriffs here. I know that they're usually pretty happy to come on out to events like these.
Absolutely. Vintage Hills is working really hard to help the community build that bridge and gap. So we want to bring everybody together and have fun together.
Not having a chance to do this event last year, I was here 2 years ago, it was a blast. What did that mean to be able to bring everybody back again this year?
Everybody was so excited to be able to do it again this year. And I think it's been a really good turnout.
Absolutely. Well, I know a lot of the residents get to come out here and enjoy the walking tacos and the ice cream. What do they have to say about it?
They love that, but I think their favorite part is being able to talk to the first responders and everybody, and it's a huge social event for them. So it's just as important to keep people active inside our community as it is outside.
All right. Well, last question before we let you go is, for anybody who missed this event, what can they expect in the future? Just kind of, you know, hey, when it happens and what's all involved.
So we will be hosting this again next year, and so watch our Facebook page, Vintage Hills of Indianola, and we'll be putting that out and working with the first responders and KNIA to do that.
Annual Vintage Hills Night Out, honoring local first responders. When you hear about events like these and know that you get to attend events like these, what's the first thing that kind of comes to mind when you get to interact with the community?
I mean, these are our favorite events here in the hometown. They do this every year, and we just love it. There's a great crowd out here. I got to meet lots of new people tonight. I made some new friends, and this is what Indianola is all about.
Well, not only residents here at Vintage Hills, but a lot of families and kids show up too. Talk about some of your interactions with the kids. I know I'm still enthralled by the flashing lights, so what do they have to say about it?
Yeah, the kids do love the flashing lights, and I mean, I'm looking over your shoulder right now, and I think there's about 15 kids right there. I've been talking to a lot of the folks that live here tonight. I don't get out here a lot. Obviously, we don't have many issues up here, but it's great to meet some of the longtime Warren County residents, Indianola residents, and I've been enjoying listening to their stories. And I met one couple just now. They've been married 61 years, and I know who the boss is in that relationship.
Well, perfect. I have a theory about that one, too. But talk a little bit about overall interactions with the community now that we've seen it happen a lot more and more over this past summer, now that fingers crossed, everybody, the vaccinations are coming into the area, and we're starting to see a little bit of a return.
Right. We've, it's always been business as usual for City Hall and the police department, with some restrictions. The police department is opening some things up now. We're in the middle of a hiring process. I hope to get two more officers on here shortly. A lot of our IPD cop programs, our partnership programs, were postponed or canceled last year, but we're back in full force. I mean, we're going to do our Elves in Blue, our Pork from a Pig coming up this fall. The fishing derby is canceled, unfortunately, because Lake Okeechobee has no water in it, but we'll get back to that as soon as we can. And, last year we did a No Shave November. It was a way to raise money for the Heel House, without having contact with people. So it was a great COVID fundraiser that we did. But we have some other ideas in mind, so stay tuned.
Thanks to Danielle Wilson and Brian Scher for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.